3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, hey, yo, yo. Once again, it is 1930 UTC. The time at which the dubious goals committee always begins, without fail. Yes, well, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the dubious goals committee. And I'm sitting here today watching some more of the ACC field hockey championship. A semi-final game just started. Well, not just started. Ooh, that was close. We're still in the first quarter here. And it's Virginia versus North Carolina. Good tea. Yeah, North Carolina is the number one seeded team. And where are they? Where is this game being played? I vaguely recognize this stadium. So good. Ooh, I do like watching field hockey. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you just like it because it's all those young college girls running around in skirts. Well, that's not the reason I like it. But, you know, it's a feature. This is a fun game. This is a game that I wish I could have played as a child. This would have appealed to me greatly. That and lacrosse. The closest thing we ever got to play, the closest thing I ever got to play to field hockey was floor hockey, which is just, you know, playing hockey on a gymnasium floor. And that, of course, did entertain me a lot. And now I gotta wonder, where is the cat? You know, I did hear something earlier. We're gonna get up here and try to see what's going on. What is my cat doing? My cat was going yang yang crazy this morning as I was trying to make my breakfast. Oh, here we go. What are you doing? Well, what have you been doing this morning? Well, I noticed that the door is open. Are you looking outside? Is it fun to look outside? It looks like it's a kind of a nice day, but it's a little bit windy. Is it windy? No comment? I'm gonna go see how windy it is. Yeah, it's a little bit too windy to go outside with a microphone. Well, what is it? Well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for birdies out there? Do you think there's some squirrels out there that you need to get? Well, I don't see any squirrels. Is there bunny rabbits out there that you want to play with? He wants to play with the bunnies? You're such a kitty. Yes, we think you're the kittiest kitty in all of Kitty Town. Oh, did you get that thing I sent you? Well, you better check your trash folder. Well, it's in your email. Well, you gotta open up the email and then you check your trash folder and then you gotta undo this. Well, look in the spam. If it's not called trash, it's called spam folder. Well, some kitties don't use the right spam filters. Yes, you're a baby. I have to go upstairs and close the bathroom door because I don't want you to get in there and start tearing stuff up. For some reason, the bathroom door is open. I noticed that as I walked up here. That must mean I didn't close it all the way. Either this, okay, and here she comes. I either didn't close it all the way or something And now here's a kitty. What are you doing? Do you want to be in the bathroom or not in the bathroom? Yeah, I'm not getting in the bathtub. I know you're looking in there thinking, oh, there's the bathtub. Come on, let's go out. Let's go downstairs and do kitty stuff on the banky. Does that sound interesting? Or do you just want to rub your face up against the pile of magazines? Okay, come on. Come on. Let's go downstairs and do some kitty stuff. My cat is just standing on the toilet, rubbing her face up against the door. Yeah, you own the door. Yeah, come on. Well, let's go downstairs and do some kitty stuff on the blankie. Okay, here she goes. Now we're getting ready. Yeah, I'm following you. She keeps looking back. Well, no, we're not going. Oh, jeez. Okay, you can go look out the window if you want by the door. But I'm going to go downstairs. Yes, I'm going to go downstairs. Do you want to do some kitty stuff downstairs? And don't start yanging at me for more water because I just filled it up. You want to go downstairs and do some kitty stuff on the banky now? Come on. Come on. Stop being crazy, cat. It's time for banky business. Come on, let's get on the banky. Cat is still standing in the kitchen. Come on. Okay, I'm going downstairs. You do whatever you want. Oh, wacky cat business. Oh, and I can hear her coming. Thunder, thunder, cat. Oh, yes, and she beats me to the spot. Oh, hi. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Now we're going to do some kitty stuff. Put the blanket on my legs so I'm protected. Here we go. Yeah, get up here. Okay, yeah. Okay, so spin around three times. Put your tail up in my face. Oh, what's this in my... Oh, okay, and so now you're gonna go do other stuff? All right, whatever. Oh, whatever, he says. Oh, that means I can move. Ow. I'm a little bit sore today. I'm a little bit weird. I think it's my back. The weird thing is I have this funny, painful feeling. Like right above my kidneys. And I can't tell, is it an internal problem? Do my kidneys hurt? Do my adrenal glands hurt? Uh-oh, the cat is back. She's watching the field hockey and she runs out of the room. Nope, she runs up to the window. Anyway, yeah, it seems like my kidneys hurt, but it really isn't my kidneys. I think it's just my back muscles down around there. So I think I'm having back problems. Or starting to have my traditional seasonal back problem. I would like to avoid that because, one, it's painful. Two, it lasts for a few days and is very annoying. Mm-mm. So I did take some drugs of the analgesic variety. The ibuprofen and the acetaminophen. And so now I'm just chilling. Oh, what are we doing today? Doing lots of cat business. Well, not really. My cat's enjoying the wind. I should go upstairs and close the back door because it's 10 degrees colder outside than it is inside. But if I go upstairs to close the door, the cat will chase me up there. And then, no, no, don't close the door. Don't close the door. Yang, yang, yang. Don't close the door. That's what my cat's doing right now. She's looking out the window, watching the leaves get blown around on the sidewalk, which is very exciting for cats. Oh, look at those leaves. Oh, what are they doing? We should get them. Blah, blah, blah. And I've mentioned it before, but I do think that's funny. A few years ago, and this has been a while now. How long has it been? Oh, like 15 years ago, thereabouts. I used to live with this girl and her cat. And her cat was a very non-cat. I always said that I would have to take the cat to my remedial cat school to teach it how to be a cat, because this cat was so uncat-like, it was ridiculous. One example, and this is my favorite example that you've probably heard before. But one fall day, one autumn day, it was a little bit windy, and we lived in an apartment with a balcony, and the cat was sitting by the sliding glass door looking outside. When the wind suddenly came up and it blew a leaf across the floor of the balcony, and the leaf sort of approached the cat on the other side of the glass, and the cat saw this leaf coming at it, and the cat jumped up and ran away. Ran into the bedroom under the bed, afraid of a leaf. That is some very uncat-like behavior. This is why that cat needed to be in some remedial cat classes. Oh, good tea. Oh, yeah. So anyway, I still got to go to the store today. Got to go to the store to get some trash bags. If you heard yesterday's show, you'll remember that I forgot to take out the trash. And then when I remembered to take out the trash, I couldn't take out the trash anyway because I didn't have the trash bags. So I got to go to that store and get some trash bags. And there was something else I wanted to get, and I remember. I got to get some dry shampoo. What else do I need from that particular store? I can't think of anything in particular. I will need some dish soap soon, but I've still got at least a week's worth or more. What else do I need? La-da-da-da-da. I can't think of anything. No. But I did run out last night for a couple minutes. This was after I realized that the store I needed to go to was closed. This was at about 9:15. And I thought, I better go to the bank anyway and get some cash for tomorrow. Because I prefer going to the bank at night when they are closed. Because, you know, drive-through ATM, right? And that's just more tolerable to do at night when the odds are very, very good that there will be nobody in front of me. There'll be nobody in a line. You go to my bank during the day, and how many drive-through lanes do they have? Is it three or four? One of them is dedicated to the ATM, and the other ones, you know, you get to talk to an actual teller in the bank. And so you go by there at like 10 in the morning or, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there is a line, and you are going to wait. And if there's one thing I hate, it's waiting in line. I'm a moderately patient person, but you know, if that person who controls how fast the line is moving is not working at ultimate capacity, then I just want to burn them to the ground. Learn to do your job, do it fast, get people out of your store or bank, whatever you're doing. So I went to go get some cash. And while I was, you know, driving to and from the bank, I thought, you know, maybe I'll turn on the radio. I turned on the radio, and what was the first thing that I heard? Boom, I turned it on, and we were about 1 minute into Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones. A song that I've come to love in my life, just because that's a great song. That's a great song. And it reminds me of the Doke Doc. Regular long-time listeners to this show may remember what I'm talking about when I mention the Doke Doc. Chris. Give me a Doke Doc. Doke Doc, Doke da Doke Doc, a Doke Doc, Doke Doc, Doke da Doke Doc, a Doke Doc. And then something terrible came on. I think it was probably Fleetwood Mac or something else criminally bad. And by that time, I was pretty much at the bank. And there was actually somebody in front of me, somebody driving a yellow new Volkswagen Beetle. And on the back, they had a little sticker on their windshield that was a tribute to Hunter Thompson. And I didn't... like, wait, you drive a brand new Volkswagen Bug. How can you be a Thompsonite? I don't know. But the worst part of it is you know, I can see the approach. I can see this Volkswagen in front of the ATM as I'm pulling up, and I can see it for about 3 minutes as I'm driving up to the bank. So I get into the line behind this Volkswagen, and this person hasn't even used the ATM yet. What the hell are they doing? It's not until I pull up in back of this person that I then see this woman's arm come out to put her card in the machine. Really? You've just been sitting here? So I had to sit there for 5 minutes while she tried to figure out what a bank is. And I finally was able to use the ATM, and I was through that in 30 seconds and gone. Anyway, I pull out of the bank parking lot and I turn the radio back on. And it's Olea by, what was his name, Dennis Iris or Denny Iris or who is that again? I'm like, huh, I just heard that song a couple days ago on the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix starring Snowdusk. And he had two special guests, X-Man Monk and, oh, now I don't remember who the other guy was. Doesn't matter. So I was laughing at myself, going, ugh, can't believe I'm hearing this song. Are we sure this is an 80s song? Yeah, I guess it could be. And so, I'm driving up my street, and then I hear this other song. This other song starts up, and it doesn't immediately sound familiar. I'm like, wait, what is this? Wait. Because, you know, normally I only need to hear, like, the first four notes of any classic rock song, and I instantly know what it is. Or, you know, and that's true, too, for any pop music, anything stupid. And so the song starts up, and it's not until the guy starts singing that I realize, oh, my God, I haven't heard this in forever. Guess what song it was? Black Betty by the band Ram Jam. And I was like, wow. I probably hadn't heard that song in decades. And I was like, wow. Kind of forgot about this song. Black Betty is a very interesting song. It is a traditional folk song. A Southern African American folk song that often gets credited to Huddy Leadbetter, also known as Leadbelly, the famous, amazing, cool blues singer. And he did do a version of it, and he did record it. But he recorded it a cappella, and it was about 2 minutes long. But it is generally understood that he did not write the song. There are other versions of that song that appear before his recording, but he often gets credited for writing it. But no, so I was super happy to hear this version of it by Ram Jam, and this came out in the late 70s. Ram Jam as a band, they didn't last very long, maybe a year or so. And it was that guy from the Lemon Pipers. What was his name? Oh, you remember the Lemon Pipers from the 60s and their dorky tunes. Well, yeah, after that fell apart, this guy formed a new band called Ram Jam. Kind of dorky. And they did this cool, cool version of Black Betty. This is a very cool, very cool track. In fact, it's so cool, I think we might have to listen to it right now. Okay, let's rock. How do I work this? How do I make the music start? Why does this suck? Here we go. Right. Now, how freaking cool was that? Right? Like, on a scale of 1 to 3, that was a 9.6. And that's the thing about the 70s. Oh, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you just heard that song. That was Black Betty by Ram Jam. And I don't remember exactly when that was released. That was late 70s, 78, give or take a year, 77. Yeah, Ram Jam, a very strange band that wasn't around for a while, very long. I don't think they lasted too long. And that, what I was going to say was, that's the thing about listening to classic rock radio. In any given hour, you only have 22 minutes of music. The other 44 minutes is advertising and stupid stuff like, you know, the weather or traffic. Now let's have a traffic report, because anybody who's old enough to think that this is cool music, they're also the kind of old people who are very concerned with the weather and what traffic is like. Dude, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. If you don't know what the traffic is like, maybe you should just go ahead and kill yourself. But I digress. In any given hour of classic rock radio, there's only 22 minutes of actual music. And it's not good. There's going to be a lot of bad stuff. A lot of that old cheesy 70s cheese. It's so terrible. And if you're lucky, you might get one good song per hour. And during special hours, maybe you might get two. But boy, I gotta tell you, I was happy to hear Black Betty. Bam-a-lam. Whoa, Black Betty. I am gonna have to learn that. And not that there's really anything to learn, because, like I said, this is an old folk tune that is basically sung a cappella. It was often used as like chain gang cadence and that kind of thing, marching cadence originally. Not what we heard exactly, but so to arrange this song is actually very simple. It doesn't take much effort. Oh, I'm going to have to learn that. I'm not going to be able to play it on cigar box guitar. But once I get my next guitar finished, that'll be one to have in the arsenal. That'll be a good one to, you know, just pull out of nowhere. Just smoke people's heads. Oh, yeah. So, that's a good, good track. That is 2.5 minutes, not even 2.5 minutes long, of you just sort of sit there and go, what the hell is this? It's just this guy peeling off these riffs every once in a while, and the structure of the song is very strange. It sounds like there's a bad edit in there, but no, and it's just a really, really oddball arrangement, which is kind of what makes it so interesting. God. I'm probably going to have to listen to that a couple more times throughout the course of the day. Oh, good stuff, Maynard. Good stuff. Speaking of the course of the day, what else am I going to do today? Should I go to the store? The grocery store, too? I need to go to a bunch of stores. Do I want to wait until tonight to go to the store? Or do I want to risk going there this afternoon? Oh, I don't know. I've got food. I think I've got food. Yeah, I've got food. Do I want to get moving? You know, that's what I should probably do. I should probably go buy trash bags and stuff now, even though that particular store might be crowded and weird. And oh my God, no, I just talked myself out of it. But I almost talked myself into it because my back is weird and I think I need to get some exercise. If I could just move around and stretch these muscles out, and maybe I will go to the store. I'm going to have to stand in line forever, though. This one particular store is terrible. Oh, and I'll probably have to stand there for 20 minutes just to buy whatever I said I needed to buy. Trash bags. Should I get some Kleenexes, too? Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Wine, wine, wine. What do I feel like doing today? I really don't feel like doing anything. But I'll have to go out at some point. Do I want to do it now? Do I want to wait until 8:30 at night? The store I need to go to closes at 9. That's basically my strategy for everything. Well, if I need to go to a specific store and I know it's always crowded and crappy, I like to go 15 minutes before they close. Time it to arrive, so hello, I'm walking in just as you're fearing, no, no more customers, we want to close it up. Don't worry, I know what's up. I'm only going to be here for about 30 seconds. Well, I'm only going to be shopping for 30 seconds. You know, your crappy cashier might keep me in the store longer. Whoa. So anyway, oh, I don't know what to tell you other than you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and coming up next right after this, wait, is today Friday? Today is Friday, so what does that mean? Does that mean Harry Larry is up next with Something Blue? I don't know. You'll just have to stay tuned and keep listening to find out what's going on. As for me, I'm out of here. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ゼロゼロミニッツプレサイ。